Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I'm an actor too, you know, act a little bit. But anyway, I really was a musician. I make music, so. But I also have to use my head because I do podcasts, and when I do podcasts, I feel like to be honest with whoever listening, you know, the audience, because if I'm not honest with what I say, there's no reason for me to. Everything I say is honesty. You know, the essential things about living in society, because that we were taught to how to deal with people, which are legitimate. If we have any problems with people, we deal with them directly. We don't go behind somebody's back. We don't take the law in our own hands. We don't do illegal things on our own unless we're criminals or evil, bad people. You know, if we have any concerns about somebody, we deal with them directly. We go to their door, ask how they're doing. If we have some serious concerns, or we go to, you know, a police department. I'm in Los Angeles, so I go to the LAPD. Example, you know, those are examples how you take care of situations, how people who are not criminals and people who know how to deal with people, which are most people in the society, people who are not well, or people, you know, who are criminals, particularly criminals, narcissists, sociopaths, people who are severely mentally ill. They at times don't follow the rules. They don't know how to deal with people. What they do is they go behind people's back. They take the law in their own hands. They're trespass on someone's home. I'm giving an example. Okay. They commit a crime, fraud, until they get caught. And we don't want those types around us, do we? Again, that's just a motto for today. You know, healthy people, law-abiding, everyday life people deal with people directly, or they don't get involved at all. And if there's some emergency or some concerns, then we go to the LAPD, we go to that person directly, we go to the LAPD, they take care of it. You know, police, or, you know, call the, the firefighters or ambulance, you know, if there's someone's sick, you know, that's how you deal with people. Good Samaritans. Again, people who are severely mentally ill, who are criminals, who are narcissists, sociopaths, people who are personality disorders, you know, people who do bad things, who are not the type you want to be around, do things behind people's back. They don't deal with people directly. They commit crimes and they do illegal things and they take the law in their own hands And then I invite a police department. People get involved and they have to be arrested or put in a hospital. So that's how you can tell. Model for today, if someone does things behind someone's back or does illegal things or whatever, that's someone you know you should stay away from. And call the police if necessary. If you feel something really urgent is needed, or a mental health official or something. Just basic common sense. Well, anyway, the talk show, you know, format, you know, this is, you know, it's like podcasts are so enjoyable to do, and I do I do my music because I'm an artist. But being an artist is also means variety. I talk about different issues. So I am a natural philosopher. I always have. I always question the world and learning, and I grown, and I learned a lot, you know, not just with education, but with life itself, with growth from learning about how to grow, but also, unfortunately, what not to do and experience with the dark side of life, which, you know, through trauma and through experiences of healing and the knowledge to keep away from negativity, which can be exhibited in bad people. And this show is about no undesirables, no religious conservative bigots, criminals around me. And these types, as I just mentioned, are people who I feel are not capable of understanding to let people live. You know, undesirables, I'm just talking about criminals. I'm just talking about, as again, sociopaths, narcissists, severely mentally ill, unstable people who go and target somebody, you know, go up to somebody screaming or, you know, do illegal things. Again, negative people brings negative consequences. It is just a fact. Negative people bring negative consequences. So I don't want to hang around with someone who's negative. Religious conservative bigots, that's another one. You know, I had this man calling me a demon because I'm into Buddhist chanting and I'm into, you know, I look at, you know, astrology, and I look at, you know, rock music that I make and all kinds of things. I'm a demon. And I do know that while we don't know philosophically or, let's say, reality-wise, we don't know demons exist, but I do know that demons represents evil. And I would never consider myself a demon because demons are bad people. Demons hurt people. So when I look in the world today, and if I could what I categorize a demon, I look at Vladimir Putin is a demon. He's invading a country unwillingly. He has killed thousands in the Ukraine. There are several people who are dead. So that's more like a demon. I would consider people who go in West Hollywood going around robbing and taking people's watches. Those are probably demons or people who kill people, criminals in the state penitentiary. Those are demons. Demons hurt people. So the truth is we don't know if there's a demon because that's a religious thing. As they say, religions have to be separate from state because we have to go by factual evidence on whether it's true. And while a lot of people do believe that because they're Christian, these religious bigots better stay away from me. They're ignorant. I consider them demons if they're going to try to make an analysis on me and try to crucify me to being something evil simply because I do not believe or I look at or do things that don't pertain to what they want or like. That's not fair. And I hope they don't come around because I don't want to deal with that. I had this man call me a demon when I was living on Boston. I think I don't want to deal with that type of person. Those people are too close-minded and they lack the ability to understand people who think different than they are, in my opinion. Now, if they let people live, which I know some of them do, because they have a right to their beliefs, okay, then that's fine. But some of them don't. Some of them are very prejudiced against race, sex, and they're homophobic against gay people. I'm glad we got laws protecting gay people and or people with different religions, because we can't have those types around. I don't want those types around in my life, whether they're Christian or any other religion. They're ignorant and they lack education. The truth of the matter is, everybody is there's always going to be somebody who thinks different and acts differently than you and me. And the truth is, there's always going to be somebody who has a different religion or a different idea. That's the way life is. It did not make life to be that everybody believe in one certain religion. Unfortunately, that is the truth. There's always going to be diversity and variety on this planet. But that makes the beauty of the planet. When there's different colors and different trees and different races and different careers and different likes, it makes everything more interesting to give us a full perspective on how to grow, and the world has so much to grow. But at the same time, the world, it has been behind in terms of tolerance and open-minded to people when it comes to sexuality or when it comes to race or when it comes to religion, because the world was set up to be full of different races and different religions and different colors. And religious bigots don't see that. They believe in a Bible or a Torah or whatever it is, or whatever religion. And I'm not, you know, some of them, and they think that they are superior to other people, which they're not. They act like they're God or some higher power when they're just a human being who is incapable of seeing other people who are different from them. And they are too ignorant, in my opinion, to be making statements or making judgments on other people. So when he called me a demon, I realized that is a sign of an ignorant, dangerous person with their philosophy. Because demons, while there's no proof of a demon on this planet, there is proof that it is true that demons are the characterization. They hurt people. So I would consider someone like a criminal or someone, a Nazi person or Vladimir Putin. They hurt people. They killed people. Now, if people disagree with me, then fine. It's shown through evidence or shown through characterization that demons hurt people. I don't know if there is demons, but I do know that there are evil, powerful people. People in high positions who killed and hurt and murdered people. They are demons. So, and that is more like a characterization to the truth, humanity, or the fact of how a human being is. Because the truth is, hell is on earth, in my opinion. It's true, hell is on earth. You see what's going on in Ukraine with 164 bodies being found. There's 164 bodies being found, innocent people getting killed, girls being raped, raped. So Russian troops raping Ukraine, a little girl who was 16. So that is evil. Those are quote unquote demons. But on a personal level, I don't want no religious conservative bigots around me. I don't want them in my life whatsoever. They're too ignorant to understand reality, in my opinion. And I know I'm right. I know absolutely that I'm right. Because life has proven through science and through time and change that they're on the wrong side of history. The only problem is that the reason why they keep coming up is because they elect people in high positions in this country, whether Supreme Court, Congress, and so on, who have those same beliefs. And that's why there are problems in this country. Now, criminals, I dealt with this, you know, it's just a fact. You cannot hang out with a criminal. Criminal. A con artist, a thief, a murderer, a robber, or so on. You don't want to deal with somebody like that. You can't deal with criminals. and I can't deal with criminals. I have people come around me.
Well, the thing is, it's just obviously common sense. Negative situations, negative people, negative consequences. Hang around with a criminal, you're going to get likely what's going to happen if you hang around with a criminal. You can be, get yourself hurt, get robbed, get killed, get put in jail. It's not worth it. Now, severely mentally ill, I have dealt with that too. I can't deal with that. Someone saying that they talk about my when I bought my home almost 20 years ago. And 18, 19, 20 years ago is a long time. What have they been 20 years ago? What have they done? Have they done something 20 years ago? I'm still talking about something almost 20 years ago. 18, 19 years ago is almost 20 years ago. That's a very long time. You need to get some psychiatric help, and you need to go look in the mirror. I can't deal with that. Somebody needs to put these people, that man in the hospital or that woman in the hospital, talk about my home. And they, because the thing is, it's none of their business what I own a home or not. Two, I don't even know them. And three, what they doing coming over here 18, 19 years ago? You need to go to a psychiatrist. Okay? Now, move on with your life or go get some psych meds and look in the mirror and get on, move on, because they're going to lock you up if you can't move on, if you have a severe illness. Don't go up to strangers like me because you heard something or what you perceived to have heard almost 20 years ago. That's crazy. Okay. Listen, I'll leave it there. Well, anyway, it's just about being positive. Okay. Being positive. Now, today was not positive for me because I had my own issues. You know, I woke up and I heard something like, well, I was on the computer and I was like, Again, my advice to those who are musicians and artists, because that's my main thing, or one of my main thing, you know, because the artist on variety, you know, I write books, I do movies, I design my album covers, I act a little sometimes. So I'm a variety, but the jack of all trades, but being a musician and being a songwriter, please protect your songs. Protect your songs, okay? Copyright your songs. If you write a song and, you know, it costs money, publish it, okay? Because if you wrote the song, then you deserve to keep it published and keep it copyrighted. If you're an artist, a professional artist like me, a songwriter, copyright or publish your songs. Because there has been so many incidents of people who are trying to steal someone else's music. And again, it was the hard thing about me trying to make it in Hollywood in the music business. And one of the hardest things that I dealt with was someone who was jealous enough to try that my pop song, I Really Want to Get to Know You, is theirs. So I knew that when I released my music, when you heard my pop song, you know, you heard the pop song. So when you heard that song, I released it, and I released it just like any indie artist. I knew that I could not release it just on its own, meaning just release it. I just made it, and I just released it. I had to protect it. So put it in a publishing company, and I had to copyright it. It's at the U.S. Copyright Office. It's been, when it was copyrighted, fine, I can release it. The U.S. Copyright Office told me that I had to, send them some money and so on to keep it, get it copyrighted. But when they receive it, when I send it to them, I press the button, it's sent, it's protected. So I knew that when I first started making music. So because it's protected by law, and then I got a copyright, and then I got to publish. That means I protect my songs. I can release it. So please protect your music by copywriting and publishing it, one or the other. You will have protection of your songs. I'm going to tell you, all my seven songs all my seven albums, seven
albums, all the songs I have copyrighted being either a writer or a co-writer.
Okay.
I'll leave it there. Because they are bad people. I don't want them around me. People coming around saying, oh, I gave permission for this. I gave permission for this online and stuff. I'm like, wow. They, you know, copyright will protect you, protect yourself. You can go to court. Publisher, it's a business side. You're going to get money from that song. Okay? That's how you do it. Okay? It's all about trying to be fair and honest with myself and being careful because life ain't hunky-dory. I have to protect myself. I have to be careful what I do. As I said, hell is on earth, but also there's heaven on earth too, so I have to learn how to be careful what I do to be able to live long-lasting. I'm trying my best, you know. Health-wise, I want to live as long as I can, but then again, you know, too much indulgence or whatever can affect my health, so I have to be careful. At the same time, I want to stay away from negativity. No undesirables, no idiots, no bigots. Again, I had someone who called me a demon. I consider that person very dangerous because they don't know what they're talking about. Demons hurt people. I do not hurt people. Criminals, I don't want them around me. Severely mentally ill, okay. They're waiting. I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, 18, 19 years ago is so long. I mean, that's a very long time. What about my home or whatever? Whatever they're waiting for 18 years ago, what opportunity? The opportunity is you're waiting for is nowhere. You're going to an institution, okay? I would suggest they look in the mirror and move on, okay? Life is too short for that, okay? It's, what I'm trying to say is be rational. That's not rational enough for reality purposes. Nobody would do that. Well, anyway, again, last thing I say is common sense and the motto for the show. And I'm start doing motto for the shows because I got a lot to say, don't I? Is that rational, good people, healthy people, stable people, everyday life people who understand how to deal with people. If they have a problem with me or you, they will go to you and me directly. If they're concerned or if there's an emergency or if they're really concerned, they would go to LAPD, they go to somebody, and they'll still go to us directly involved. Again, people who are negative, people who are criminals, sociopaths, con artists, criminals, dangerous people, tend to not go to me or you directly. What they do is they gossip, they go and commit crimes, like they become voyeurs, they steal, they lie, they manipulate, they do illegal things behind someone's back. They don't go to us directly. They do it behind our back until the authorities, the government get involved, and then they go to jail. That is exactly, unfortunately, what you should know about people. Good, law-abiding people like you and me will go to other people directly. We have problems or real concerns or go to LAPD before we make decisions, and then they'll leave us there and then go on with their lives. That's how you deal with people. You don't go and take actions into your own hands. And, you know, I have realized that more. I'm saying that because I have very dangerous people who have lied and made up stories behind my back, who said things behind my back and did not come to me directly. They did not talk to me, and they felt that they had the right to just violate my boundaries. And that was that they are criminals. You don't do that legally, and you don't do that with everyday life. Situations with other people.
Okay? Again, the motto of the day is, if you learn that everyday life people who go to you directly for problems, or if there are bigger concerns, they go to LUPD first, they are good people. They are people you can count on. Criminals don't do that, tend to not do that. Okay, severely mentally ill people who are not stable enough and who can hurt people tend to not do that. That is the motto for today. If you see somebody who does things behind other people's back, or who do things that are illegal, please contact the authorities, because that should not be allowed. Criminal behavior should not be allowed. Good day, good night from Dove Night.